everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend, engineer, and producer, Ray Allen. Ray is putting together all the stuff in the, as I say, the back room of the Buckmaster Show, but he's making sure, and I know all the buttons always go in the right direction when Ray is running the ship. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. Today's Flag Day, so display your flag. It is June 14th, 2016, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, and we live stream our show. That means if you're near a computer anywhere in the world, you can listen to our program. We live stream it at kvoi.com and on my website, buckmastershow.com. At the top of the program, we're going to get right into our quarterly interview series that we present from Pima Community College. This series showcases the talented and dedicated educators who call Pima's six community campuses home. Today we talk with Dr. Kerry Mitchell. Dr. Mitchell is the Assistant Vice Chancellor for Student Services at Pima. Dr. Mitchell, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in, and I hope over the next 10 minutes or so we can bring some clarity to the complicated compliance arena of federal financial aid. PCC has had some bumps in the road in that area, but I know, Dr. Mitchell, you and others at the college are working very hard to improve the situation. Give us kind of a brief overview on where we are in that area right now.
Yes. So as some of your listeners may know, we ran into some accreditation issues with the Higher Learning Commission a couple of years ago. And so we've got some new folks on board that are really trying to put this all together. And so how that works out is our accrediting body requires whenever institutions start offering a program at an additional location, more than 50% of that program, we have to get that approved by the HLC. Well, it turns out that we never got that. The Aviation Center, in particular, our big streamline, mainstream program, approved by the HLC as this additional location. You've got the Department of Ed that works with the accrediting body, and so we weren't able to offer financial aid for the Aviation Center. But we've been awarding aid since 2001 because that's when the Department of Ed approved of the location. So we have these two bodies that weren't exactly talking to each other. And it wasn't until this past year where we started to dive deeper into this that we came to this realization that there's a mismatch in between the HLC and the Department of Education.
And at the center of all this is a centerpiece of Pima Community College, the internationally recognized aviation repair program that goes on at the college.
It is. It is. And the fascinating thing is that, the instruction is high quality.
Yep.
It has been approved by the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration,
over a decade. People get jobs, and actually the airlines and some of the carriers, they want these students. They're in high demand, and these are not low-paying jobs, but these are good jobs.
They're very good jobs, and we've had business and industry craving more of our
yes.
graduates, and we can't produce them fast enough. So Bombardier has actually said, mm-hmm. we'll take everyone who you can get through your program, and so we need to produce more of these folks.
So where is all of this then now, this red tape? Should I say red tape
you
nightmare?
You can't say red tape. It is a bit of a nightmare. So we petitioned for the locations to be approved back in February, and we received an initial notification that they have been recommended for approval. The official approval happens the 27th of June, so a couple of weeks.
Okay.
The Department of Education is well aware of this. And so once that official notification happens, we let the Department of Education know, and hopefully they say automatically that we can start approving for financial aid come the fall. But really the ball is sort of in the Department of Ed's court.
Dr. Mitchell, how has this impacted then the students? They've probably been very concerned.
Yes, it's a bunch of gathering of information. So as soon as we felt like we had a core knowledge of information that we could bring to the students, we went out and met with them in the big hangar. And we said, this has come to us. We're working as fast and as hard as we can to get it clarified. For the summer, what we were able to do is to work with our students that are receiving financial aid and to provide tuition and fee scholarships for them. So those students were not impacted at all. And then the students who might have had additional money coming in for financial aid, we were able to receive private donors that could help out those students. So for summer, there wasn't an impact at all for the students. We talked to the Veterans Administration because that's also another organization that's involved with funding a number of these students, and there was no impact to these students as well.
How big a deal is federal financial aid to Pima Community College?
It is. I mean, the nature of community colleges in general is we tend to focus on and serve a population that tends to be more low income, and they really do rely on federal financial aid to be able to go to school, to be able to have a better life, to get that degree. And so it's important for the institution to be in compliance with what the regulations are. Not that we agree with all of them, but we still have to follow those because it's in the best interest of our students to be able to do that.
There's some good news coming for students who really struggle to, let's face it, textbooks, the whole thing can be very expensive. News coming out today, actually, so we're kind of breaking this right here on the Buckmaster Show, that Pima is one of really only a couple of dozen higher learning institutions that will be receiving what is called an Open Educational Resource Grant. What's that about?
Yes, so this is a really exciting thing. We started up in the fall. We had a group of students that were really concerned about the cost of textbooks. In some cases, textbooks were more expensive than the tuition at Pima because it really is the best deal in town, if you will. So they started a task force, the students did, and they got faculty involved and administrators involved and the board involved. They did a number of presentations trying to get different ways to help fund textbooks. One of these is this OER, Open Educational Resources. And essentially, it's using resources that are still at the academic rigor that a textbook would be from a publishing company, but they are free. They're accessible online or through databases that the institution has subscriptions to through the library. And so we were able to receive a grant from Achieving the Dream organization that will allow Pima to create open educational resources for an entire degree. So, yes, a student can go through an entire degree without having to pay for textbooks.
That's huge. That's
amazing.
That's a big savings right there.
Yes.
I mean, it's been a long time since I bought textbooks, but I can imagine how expensive they could be.
It is. It is. And so the students are really excited about this. The college is really excited about this. So come the fall, we'll start working with the faculty to be able to develop that curriculum and what that looks like to roll that out. So. Wonderful.
Dr. Carrie Mitchell is with us here on the Buckmaster Show, Assistant Vice Chancellor of Student Services. How does it work when a student wants to get involved with Pima and they feel that they may be qualifying for some kind of aid? What are some of the initial steps that the student takes?
Mm-hmm. So the federal government has a form called the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Aid, Federal Assistance. And it's an application that students fill out where they talk about their income level, what their family situation is, and at the very end it gives them a number called a EFC, Estimated Family Contribution. So essentially how much money your family or you are expected to contribute. They fill that out and that gets sent to Pima. So they identify Pima Community Colleges where they want to attend. And then we have financial aid advisors that work with students that say, this is what you're eligible for, this is what your costs will be. And so we do a bit of financial counseling in terms of, is it advantageous for you to take out a student loan?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, because for the most part to go to Pima, students who are in that lower income level, all of their tuition fees, books, living expenses are paid for by this. So mm-hmm. It really is a wonderful opportunity for them to be able to go to school.
And I know there's a lot of hope, high hopes that the accreditation group is. What can you kind of give us a quick overview on the Higher Learning Commission, where we are on that, the whole accreditation thing for Pima?
Yes. So we have a notice report that's due at July 1st, and so we've got a group of
folks. I knew there was
a
kind of a big date coming up.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
July 1st.
So we're putting the final touches on that, and that's going to be ready to roll out June 29th. I think that's our deadline, our internal deadline. We're going to get that out. And then they're going to come for a visit. It's considered a focus visit at the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be looking at the components that we submit to them with this notice report. So that'll happen in September. In December, it goes to the big board for the Higher Learning Commission where they hear it. It's a hearing. And then in February, they make sort of a formal announcement and recommendation. So that's sort of the timeline for the upcoming year.
They're based in Chicago, is that right?
They are based in Chicago.
Yeah, and so they do all the accreditation, kind of the nationwide accreditation.
Yeah, it's a regional one. And so it's okay. Hard to figure out what our region is because it goes as far as, I think, West Virginia and then
so
Arizona.
So we're kind of in the Midwest region.
We kind of are, yes. Yes, I don't know how that makes sense.
All right, Dr. Carrie Mitchell, I think overall this is very good news as far as the aviation program moving forward with that, because this is a program that just, what can you say? I mean, over the years, this has just won so many honors, and I'm sure the students are resting a little bit easier over there about this financial aid situation.
They are. We're hoping to have even better news for them as we go in through the summer and start the fall, but they're definitely at the top of our list in priorities.
Thank you very much, Carrie Mitchell.
Thank you.
More information available, probably go to the Pima website. Would that be the best place?
That's correct.
Pima.edu. Very easy. Thanks a lot. All right, coming up now on 1216 on the Buckmaster Show, Shelley Fishman is next. This is Bill Buckmaster with some exciting news. You could win a $1,000 or a $500 travel voucher to one of 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson International Airport in the Travel Smart with TUS contest. Register for free through Tucson International Airport's Facebook or Twitter pages, or go to the website TravelSmartTUS.com. Good luck. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amma Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And Shelley Fishman, CFP, is who we consult with here on the Buckmaster Show every Tuesday. Shelley, how are you?
I am well. Let's not leave CFP up to people's imagination.
Oh, we need
certified
to say,
financial planner.
That's right. We definitely need to
otherwise,
say that.
Otherwise, I mean, you could think of any number of things that
you
might stand for.
Thank you. Then. No, yes.
And people will.
And actually, you know, now that you bring it up, we should probably also say this is not something that you mail away for and send a $1.98 and you get a little diploma.
No. You take 18 postgraduate credits and then you sit for a 10-hour exam. It's just a joy.
Well, you know, there was an interesting article recently in the Wall Street Journal talking about retirement and what people need. Some of the tools, and of course, you need money. But you need to know how to handle and make sure that money goes a long way.
It was in the March 6th Sunday edition, actually, by let's attribute it to its author, Andrea Coombs. And the title is How to Retire in a Bear Market. Now, first of all, I take issue with the title. Mm-hmm. We don't have a bear market. This is not a bear market by any means. We've had a correction. We're coming out of the correction. Seems to be kind of going fairly well. But that said, every retiree needs to worry about drawing money out of their savings, their retirement savings, in a down market. What happens when they need to use those savings and therefore take principal or interest in principal out in order to live and maintain their lifestyle while at the same time watching the market go down? You know, when you're 40 years old or 50 years old, you kind of grit your teeth and ride through the inevitable downturns. We're not in a bear market now, but we will be again at some point. I can't tell you when. If I could do that, I'd be a very, very rich person. But we know there are going to be bear markets. And so how do you insulate your plan, your retirement plan, from those downturns? And what Andrea does here is really talk about some strategies that you could potentially use to insulate yourself from that kind of negative volatility.
Let's talk about some
and
of these strategies.
Let's talk about them. The first thing I have to say is not one of them is appealing. Every single one of the strategies is essentially the least bad option, okay? So the first thing I would say, as we've talked about time and time again, is as you get ready to retire and nearer to retirement, the best thing to do is take the volatility to the extent you possibly can out of that portfolio so that you can thumb your nose at the market rather than try to accommodate the market. So my number one would be thumb your nose. But if you can't thumb your nose, one of the things that Andrea talks about is tap a buffer, which means, you know, you should have several months, maybe even a year or two, worth of the income that you need from your portfolio sitting in cash that you can then grab to use. It will not have gone down when the market went down. It will have stayed pretty much flat or maybe even a little up if interest rates go up. So why is that a bad option? Because that's money that's not invested.
Yeah, that's money that's basically right. Parked on the sidelines.
And most of us mortals don't have the ability to have a financial financially robust retirement savings and a couple of years sitting in cash just in case.
No.
So, you know, is that for mortals or is that for the supermortals and for the supermortals who cares?
But again, Shelley, even if it's not for a couple of years or even a year, it should be enough cash for, say, 2-3 months
absolutely.
At the least.
You need
the,
or more. Okay. You need to have the cash available to take care of the expenses that come up that you should have built into your financial plan. Things like, oh, gosh, I need a new roof.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Or my car is a dozen years old or more than that, and I need a new car. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are five-digit expenses.
Yeah, so, I mean, ideally at least a year, say.
Oh, at least a year, if you possibly can.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that we've seen over the past 5 or 6 years is that one strategy is to simply work longer. You know, I'd love to retire at age 66, but I'm going to work longer because I have to.
And there's nothing wrong with that because a lot of people really do enjoy work and don't like the word retire.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Another strategy is to downsize. Well, you can downsize a lot of things. You can downsize your expenses, cut back on the number of times you go out to eat or the number of vacations you take. Or if you're sitting there in the same house you raised your family in that's got 17 bedrooms and a heliport on top, you know, maybe you want to kind of downsize to an A-frame or a patio home or something like that. So you're going to reduce your expenses and at the same time be able to use the cash equity that you built up in that home, hopefully, to help you fund your retirement. Now, that, for many people, is not not a viable opportunity. They want to leave those homes to their kids. But, you know, you do what you need to do in tough times. Cutting costs in general, we talked about that a little bit. One thing that I build into all retirement strategies is some percentage of your income becomes locked in. In other words, it can't go down regardless, or as we say in Brooklyn, irregardless of what happens to the markets. So regardless of what happens in the markets, if you have locked in a certain level of income, now some of that is by nature done through Social Security. Mm-hmm. Some of it is through retirement plans. Mm-hmm. But the careful use of annuities in your portfolio can guarantee that your income will never fall below a certain level, even if the market tanks and stays tanked for a while.
So that's locked in money.
It's locked in money.
Okay.
And by the way, you don't have to give up control of that money. There are lots of annuity products out there that allow you to not just give that money up when you and your spouse pass. What's ever left would be then be left to your beneficiaries. One of the things that we've talked about a little bit, and it's very, very important in times of stress, is don't panic. And Ms. Coombs talks about that here, and it's really important. The last thing you want to do is listen to the two devils on your shoulder, and they're called greed and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things can cause you to chase the curve, and we've talked about that a little bit. If you can avoid using money in downtimes, do everything you can to avoid that and to ride through and then work with a financial advisor to insulate your portfolio against that kind of volatility. And one of the things that goes along with don't panic is don't listen to people like me. The talking heads who all have wisdom and are willing to preach that wisdom to you endlessly on the radio and television. Okay? Work with an advisor that you trust. Don't listen to the things you're hearing on TV. These people have other agendas that they're working on. Be really careful to get opinions not about the broadest spectrum of investors, but about you as an individual. That is so critical because your needs are typically different from everybody else's. So not panicking is really, really important.
We'll put that one in capital
letters.
And then
if you do get this article from the Wall Street Journal, the last thing she mentions is the possibility of doing a Roth conversion of your IRA. Take that page out of the article, rip it up, and throw it away.
Okay.
That's fine if you're below about age 55, you might want to consider it. But if you're really in retirement or thinking of retirement, you're probably not below age 55. The last thing you want to do is pay all of those taxes now and not have them invested over the next 20 or 30 years. So I, you know, really strongly disagree with Andrea Combs on that. But that, you know, it's a really, I think, timely way of thinking about retiring and thinking about the things you can do in a very volatile environment, again, to insulate your portfolio and to give you the freedom of choice and also the peace of mind that you need to retire.
Shelley, very good advice, and thank you for bringing our attention to that article in Wall Street Journal, How to Retire in a Bear Market. Again, the author, the date of the article was
March 6th.
March 6th.
And it's by Andrea Combs. And it's available online. I mean,
very
you can get
good.
It. No problem.
And, of course, one thing that we strongly recommend is going to Shelley and his website. And you can get to that website very easily because we'll send you over there from
BuckmasterShow.com.
We'll link you
to ShelleyFishman.com.
To ShelleyFishman.com. Shelley, thank you very much. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control reminds you of their patented foaming treatment with an onomatopoeia poem. Termites, oh termites, why must you eat? The homes of Tucson shall not be your treat. Five Star, will your foam help protect? It certainly will, your walls will inject. Foaming your home will get rid of them snappy. Termites go away and our customers happy. Call Five Star, that's Five Star, 886-0045 and fivestartermite.com.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday as we talk with United States Senator John McCain. Also, Dr. Victoria Mays is Executive Director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Buckmaster live noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, with live streaming, podcasts, and our archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Green Things. If you haven't been over to Green Things, they're on 13 acres, 3384 East River Road. They do these wonderful workshops that are free Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Get over there. They've got all sorts of wonderful gardening information. Just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park, greenthingsaz.com. And that's the place I go for all of my roses. They do so well. And it's not just roses. All my pottery comes from Green Things as well. Check it out. Mike Hammond joins us now in studio. Mr. Hammond is one of the 7 members of the State Transportation Board, serving a 6-year term. His term began about a year ago that Mike became the Pima County representative in planning and development of Arizona's transportation network. Mike has been in commercial real estate since 1978. He's president, founder, and managing shareholder of Cushman Wakefield Picor, an independent commercial real estate brokerage and management firm based right here in Tucson. Mike, how are you?
Doing well, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
How did the first year on the board, kind of a learning curve that I'm sure you're up to speed now?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It was really a learning curve. I tell you, my first impression, I'm very impressed with ADOT's outreach and ability to listen and do the right thing in as far as keeping our infrastructure in good shape and expanding it and moving it throughout the state. Very, very good staff, very responsive staff, and very capable of outreaching on the issues that are important to our state.
Are we loosening up the purse strings a little bit? When we first had you on the show, after you were appointed, financial issues were certainly paramount, but things looking a little better?
Oh, absolutely. Maybe it's kind of some good news amid the kind of the broader bad news that revenues in general from tax revenue, from gas tax and things like that are falling. But the projected revenues in the upcoming 5-year plan are up about 2% over what was originally budgeted. And where this translates into some pretty good news, you might recall the freeway from Tucson to Phoenix was not completed.
Yes.
And there's 3 segments, but 2 of the segments, the one at Picacho Peak and the one at I-8 in Casa Grande, were taken out during the recession and were scheduled to go back in 5 years, are being moved up to this fiscal year or next fiscal year and the fiscal year after. So you'll see those stretches of I-10 be completed. The stretch between the Gila River and the Wild Horse Pass section in Phoenix.
That's still some rough pavement there, Mike.
Yeah, ADOT has some other priorities that are overriding that. Although they recognize its priority, they have some issues to work out with the Indian Nation before they are able to put that into the budget. But they're very aware of its need.
And we're hearing about these listening. You said ADOT, you've been impressed with the fact that ADOT really does listen to the constituents. Mm-hmm. Well, they've had these seminars, listening sessions about this proposed I-11. There's going to be another one coming up here in Tucson, and I've got that date in front of me, and I'll give it to our listeners in a moment. But overall, I-11, what can we say about that?
Well, it's something that the entire state has been very clear as important, and also the neighboring states have been very clear that if we're going to compete in the global economy as a region, we need to be paying attention to the I-11 corridor, which runs up through Nevada and ultimately connects into the infrastructure into Canada and certainly south into Mexico. And the infrastructure through Tucson is pretty well maxed out when it comes to moving vehicles, trucks, trade, east and west. So if we're going to go north and south in a big way, other than the proposed double-decking of I-10 through Tucson, we're going to need another corridor. And certainly once we get out of Tucson, the I-10 is fairly well used. And so I-11 right now is just beginning to get the kind of the federal approvals and get on some of the radar screens so that when federal funding, if and when it's available, we can take advantage of. There's some things we need to be doing
but
now that we
are. This is quite a ways down the road.
Yeah, I to say the least,
which doesn't mean we shouldn't be talking about it or planning for it, because it's going to happen someday.
Yeah, the phase one, keep in mind the phase one, which I believe is a $3.5 million study that's going on right now, identifies the wide corridor, and they'll examine numerous alternatives. Before a phase two is done, which actually designs the road and the pullout, you know, the off-ramps and those kinds of things, before that's done, there will need to be a source of funding, because a phase two environmental is only good for, I believe, 5 years. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have funding or you'd have to re-spend the money.
That session is going to be Wednesday, June 22nd in Tucson. Everyone's invited to come out to the Arizona River Park Inn, 777 West Cushing Street. I believe it's a 6 o'clock start for that. So people are getting a chance to voice their feelings on this, but something that may be a little more in our future is something that I think for sure is the expansion of the State Route 189 at the Mariposa Port of Entry. This is really, really a big deal.
It is, and in fact, ADOT has recognized this need and has $64 million in the budget to build about 35% of what the I would say the best case scenario is. The other two-thirds could be funded by a Tiger grant, which is a federal grant that the state's applied for. And also Governor Ducey put $25 million in the budget, this current budget, for that specific project. So in its full sense, it could be funded by those three sources. But otherwise, for sure, the $64 million is in the budget, which solves, again, about 40% of the issue of moving trade from that $250 million port of entry to I-19.
The funding revenue for infrastructure investment is probably the critical question, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have still not seen revenues return to 2007 standards. In 2007, just to give you an example, we raised through the HERF tax $1.375 billion in 2007. Right now it's at $1.29, $90 million less than 2007. And it's decreasing because the HERF funds are gas tax.
Right, the highway user funds.
Yeah, alternative fuels are not being taxed. And the gas tax itself has not been raised since 1992. Mm-hmm. There's no inflation index on it. So revenues are actually falling, and this is a systemic issue that's very serious. But we're trying to take advantage of the fact that revenues are a little up and put back some of the important projects into the five-year plan.
Mike Hammond with us talking transportation. But Mike, of course, I'm going to have you put on your Pi Corps hat here for a second. Things looking better in this town. We had the mayor on Friday, and he seems real optimistic about the direction Tucson's going.
Yeah, and I think his optimism's well-based. You know, we lagged the comeback for two main reasons. We're very government-dependent, mm-hmm. and government was not hiring. And also our housing industry is still not 25% of what it was in 2006.
One of the slowest recoveries in the country in the housing area.
Absolutely.
I saw that statistic recently. Absolutely. I don't know if it's like the bottom 10 or whatever, but it's been very slow.
It's predicted to make a comeback in next year. And those are good blue-collar construction jobs that this region needs. Around that environment, you've got, I think, Raytheon's not laying off anymore and, in fact, are hiring a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You got Caterpillar coming into town,
mm-hmm.
Home Goods.
The Comcast redo.
These are all very, very positive signs that Tucson still has a role in the economy in the future, which we want to expand and obviously improve the kinds of jobs that we attract.
Mike Hammond, always a pleasure. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Hammond with us on the Buckmaster Show, talking about transportation and things looking better for the city of Tucson and the environment. And a nice environment, if you're thinking of getting away this weekend when we push 113, it's going to be really a hot weekend, but it's going to be cooler, I can guarantee you, over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, one of our fine sponsors, 3 hours east of Tucson. When you've got an elevation around 6,000, 7,000 feet, yes, bottom line, it will be cooler, and it would be a good time to go up and visit places like Pinos Altos, which is at 7,000 feet, a very historic community just north of Silver City. Pinos Altos Cabins, among the great places to stay. Check out the fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report is next. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm a passionate traveler visiting more than 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 5 airlines flying to 18 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown Fox Tucson Theater. If you're looking for a cool escape from the heat, who isn't, huh? The Fox Summer Classic Film Series has begun, co-presented by the Hansen Film Institute. The films presented are all exemplary contributions to the art of filmmaking. You can visit foxtucson.com for the full summer film series. Also, on the Fox websites, the new Fox Theater Fall lineup. What a great schedule of live performances. Today, June 14th, begins the ticket sales online and the deal of the season pricing. Just a couple of the shows I want to mention. Who's Live Anyway? The Monkees, Greg Allman, Shanghai Circus and Acrobats, The Last Waltz, Tucson Style, the Russian Grand Ballet performing Swan Lake and Mariachi Christmas, just to name a few. The Fox Tucson Theater, classic films, live performances, world-class talent, and community events. Find out more at foxtucson.com. Let's welcome Margaret Regan, the longtime arts writer. Actually, since 1990, Margaret has been writing about the arts for the Tucson Weekly. She's the author of two very popular books on immigration. Her latest, Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. That book was published last year, but she's still doing a lot of speaking events. And in fact, she's on the live line right now from Albuquerque, New Mexico. No, yep. She's not in Albuquerque. She's here. Good. You're back.
I just got back very late last night from Albuquerque, Bill.
Okay, and how did it go?
Oh, I had a great time there. I was on two radio shows. I gave two talks. People treated me wonderfully. It was really very rewarding to go up there.
So, yeah, but you've been doing these speaking engagements since the book came out in 2015, really all over the country.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in Miami, Chicago, Minneapolis. We're celebrating right now the new paperback edition of Detained and Deported, so I'm doing new promotion for that.
Very cool. Your current piece in the Tucson Weekly, I think you're showcasing the Conrad Wild Gallery.
Yeah, you know, this is a wonderful little contemporary gallery that has been in various locations over the last, I guess, a dozen years that maybe that it's been in business. But right now it's at the Steinfeld Warehouse. So one of the pleasures of going over there is getting to see the new renovated Steinfeld, which is, you know, so exciting that that's come back to life as an art space. They're expecting by the middle of the summer to have artist studios all through the cavernous interior. So that's really nice. But Conrad Wild, they do very different, very contemporary work, mostly abstract. But Miles Conrad, the director, always insists on very high quality and craft by the artists.
And this particular show is, I believe, having to do with the conventions of art about our bodies.
Right. Now, you're expected to the various paintings of nudes and so forth,
sure,
sculptures and paintings that we have seen throughout the centuries. This is abstracted visions of the human body, and it's really fun and inventive. Now, Miles Conrad himself has a gigantic installation that takes up three walls, and I said in my story, it feels like you're inside that cheesy old movie, Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah.
Remember that, where the submarine, they go through the veins and they're exploring, and there are all these dangers from the antibodies. It's kind of like that. It's like, you know, and he uses encaustics and paints and polyester fibers. So it's this whole network, like almost a web on the wall with these giant red corpuscles. And it's really quite beautiful, but also quite a bit of fun to imagine yourself inside, you know, the very deep interior of the human body that we feel all the time in our lives, but we don't see it.
Is that show up all summer?
It is up all summer, yeah, but gallery hours are a little iffy, so people should call, you know, they'll be there if you want to make an appointment, but they're not scheduling. Usually they're open Friday and Saturdays. They may be open those days, but it's always good to call first before going.
What did you think of the renovation at Steinfeld Warehouse?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I mean, you know, Miles has had, this gallery's been open in this space for a year and a half, so he's one of the new pioneers in there. You know, before I, you know, as you said, I've been writing about art since 1990, and I remember those early days. There were kind of big holes in the floor and precarious steps, and you had to be deft and alert to tread your way through there. Now it's extremely safe. I think the last thing they're working on right now is the electrical systems. They've got plumbing. They've got beautiful bathrooms in there. The, you know, fire prevention things, you know, little, what do you call them, the showers or spigots from the ceiling, you know, in case of fire. Everything is up to code. So it's going to be a great treasure to have open again for us in Tucson.
And for those who say there's nothing to do in the arts this summer, I've got a couple of shows we'd like to bring folks' attention to. One of them is a solo show over at UA Museum of Art, the University of Arizona Museum of Art, that's going to be up through September.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a very interesting show. Joe Forcan, who is really a very talented painter, he went to the U of A. He grew up in Tucson, went to the U of A, used to, years ago, paint beautiful covers for the Tucson Weekly. He's kind of a classical painter, and he went off to graduate school, University of Delaware, and now he's a full professor at Cal State Fullerton, does beautiful, amazing paintings, and he's so thrilled to come back to his hometown for this solo show at the museum, which he told me was the first museum he ever went into as a kid growing up in kind of a poor part of town.
Hmm.
So it's quite thrilling, but it's very unusual subject matter. It's called The Lebowski Cycle. And speaking of movies, you may remember that, you know, 1998 Coen Brothers film, the Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
You know, cult classic. So Joe is really interested in classical paintings, Renaissance, big style history paintings, and he has the skills to paint things like that. He wanted to bring those types of big heroic paintings into the modern world. So his paintings in the old style are of scenes from The Big Lebowski. He calls them layered narratives. So you see, you know, all the interesting characters in the movie going through their traumatic things. And each one is inspired by a particular painting in the past. You know, one of the main characters dies by the end of the movie. I hope I'm not giving anything away. You've probably seen it. And that's paired with, you know, he even has little prints in the museum of the paintings that inspired them. So there's a scene on the beach where the two main characters are lamenting the loss of their friend, and they have a little can of his ashes. That is inspired by a painting of people mourning the death of Christ being taken down from the cross.
Mm-hmm.
A little hard to picture, but quite an interesting show.
I think we've got time here for, I mentioned there were two shows wanted to bring attention to, Terry Etherton. He's got a show called The Artist of Lewis Framing. What is that about?
Yeah, that's a great show. They just had a big opening Saturday night. Sorry, I missed it when I was out of town. B. Mason is the owner of Lewis Framing, which is probably the most distinguished framing gallery in town. She gets most of the work from the big-time galleries and from the museums in Tucson. And interestingly, she very often employs artists as her workers. And this show has seven artists in it, all of whom either still work at Lewis Framing Gallery or did in the past. And they're some of our best artists. So it's an interesting combination. It celebrates the framing shop, but it also celebrates the work of the artists. And one of them, interestingly, is Joe Forcan. Same guy did the Lebowski cycle. He used to work there, I guess, as a student. And he has some of his beautiful desert landscapes in that show. So that's a really fun, very local show. Shows you our local talent and also highlights a very good local business.
Now, you mentioned the book is now out in paperback. Where can folks get a hold of your book?
Antigone Books. I can always get it down there, and of course you can order it online.
What was your message during your radio interviews, bottom line?
Bottom line is our current immigration policies seriously damage the lives of families, including the lives of American children who lose their parents to detention or deportation.
Margaret Regan, always a pleasure. Thank you, Margaret. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you next month. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill.
Margaret Regan, the longtime editor of The Arts at the Tucson Weekly, and she is the author of a very popular book that is dealing with immigration, detained and deported, stories of immigrant families under fire. The Arts Report, presented by Fox Tucson Theater, the crown jewel of downtown Tucson. If you are looking for a cool escape, the Fox Summer Classic Film Series is now underway, co-presented with the Hansen Film Institute. Got some great films. Visit foxtucson.com for the full summer film series schedule. Also, today, ticket sales online for the fall season and the deal of the season pricing. Let me see if I can mention quickly a couple of these shows coming to the Fox this fall. Maybe I'll mention some of the ones I didn't mention at the beginning. We've got Dinosaur Zoo Live, Livewire Theater, Dave Koz and Friends, Tony Emmanuel, and Blue Christmas, just to name a few. Fox Tucson Theater, classic films, live performances, world-class talent, and community events. Information at foxtucson.com. foxtucson.com. Thank you for your support this afternoon. Speaking of support, Ray Allen will be supporting the 4 Tucson at 4 show with Mike Shaw. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, Chris and Joe, and then the Daily Double, Christy Simone, and a different guest host. Then me, Mr. Bill Buckmaster, with U.S. Senator John McCain. Yes, tomorrow, along with one of our favorites, Dr. Mazes, also from the Center for Integrative Medicine. Have a great afternoon and evening.